Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Friday, live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd, wherever you may be. However you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I wore a yellow shirt today. I just feel and enjoy. We don't coordinate, but we want this spring look. It's cloudy and gloomy today.
It is,
which I love because I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, so I love clouds and gloom, and it felt like it was going to rain all last night. It was so nice out. And so
yeah, we're very tropical today.
We are very tropical today. This is our Tropic Friday.
I planned on coming in with my my face covered. That was a bad night for the heat. Woo!
Not great.
Rough watch.
Well, the Warriors had a 50-point loss to Memphis, so it happens.
You know, it does.
If you hit your threes and one team doesn't, there you go. Parody. Everybody talks about parody. Parody can be wonderful. It can be, but it can also give you the Miami Heat as a number one seed in the conference. I've said it all year. Great culture, great coach. Love Jimmy Butler. I don't know. I don't see it. I think Boston, unless Jimmy Butler wears a cape and is Superman, I don't think Miami wins another game in the series. I don't. So far, Butler scored 70 points in the series. The rest of the starters combined, two of them undrafted, have scored 74 points. Boston's got better talent, better shot creators, far more elite defenders. And, I mean, at one point, the Celtics went on a 17-0 run in a playoff game on the road. That's hard to do. And the minute the Celtics were healthy and equally rested, I said this in Game 1. Game 1s are tricky in a playoff series. Be careful about making definitive opinions because Miami had three more days rest. Miami was healthier. Also, the Celtics came off a very grueling physical series against a big, strong veteran team in Milwaukee. Now they're equally rested. Ran them off the floor. I also think Boston's big three of Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart. They're smart guys. They've been in this league now 4 and 5 years. They get it. They have to win this series. Nobody thinks Miami's great. Everybody knows there's a reason. Your FanDuel's, there's a reason. Vegas, Boston's going to win this series. Almost everybody picked Boston for a reason, even though Miami was the number one seed. Boston's better. They got better players. In 7 of the 8 quarters, Boston's been the better team. And then they had one disaster quarter. But it felt like, it looked like last night, equally rested and healthy. It wasn't that close. Miami does have a chance to win this series, and it's the same chance Dallas has. They got to hit a ton of threes. And the three-point shot is the great equalizer in basketball. Sometimes the best team does not win a game and sometimes a series. It is the great equalizer. And Miami was a very good three-point shooting team in the regular season. For whatever reasons, they're not shooting the three ball that well in the playoffs. So that's bad news for the Heat because it's their way to win. So far, we've watched some playoff games, right? It feels like to me the Celtics and the Warriors are the two best teams left. The Celtics, great coach, great culture, easily the best roster of defensive players. Tatum can defend. Marcus Smart's fantastic. Jaylen Brown's athletic and twitchy. Robert Williams, that's the best defensive team in the league. And over in the West, Golden State feels like the best offensive team. Steph and Clay, Jordan Poole. I was talking to the staff this morning. You know, in 10 or 15 years, Golden State on paper will look way better than they are now, because we're going to look up if they win the championship and go, Andrew Wiggins was their fourth best player? And some nights it feels like that. I mean, he took Luka, discombobulated Luka, the great young talent in basketball. So the thing you have to worry about if you're the Warriors, who completely dismantled Luka and the Mavericks, and what you have to worry about with the Celtics is the same thing. Those teams both know they're better. Golden State knows they got more, far more good players than Dallas. They know it. And Boston knows they're a lot more talented than Miami. And both now have blowout wins. So the key is for Boston and Golden State, can you bring the intensity? Don't get overconfident. Because I've said this, there's an old bet in college football. The last 10 times teams have met in a bowl game after playing in the regular season, 8 out of the 10 times the team that lost in the regular season wins the bowl game, 9 out of 10 they win or they cover the spread. Why? It's hard to convince young athletes after you crush somebody that those guys can compete with you. So I think the Warriors in Boston are going to win this series. I think they face the same issue. The coaches have to convince the players, hey, these guys, they get hot. It's a different series. Marcus Smart, after last night's great performance.
We can't let them out-hustle us, beat us to loose balls. Offensive rebounds where they killed us, and transition and turnover. So we cut those down, and, you know, our defense do what it does. So we just wanted to come in and beat a harder-playing team tonight, and I think we did that.
Okay, well, many of you have been telling me that you think I've gone soft since I've come to California. Colin, you're not from California. Yeah, either is Matt Stafford or Sean McVay or Aaron Donald or LeBron James or Paul George or Lincoln Riley. Los Angeles is for the dreamers, the ascenders, the willful, the aspirational. Lots of people come to Los Angeles because they want to take a big swing, and they can be joined by the smartest entertainers and the greatest athletes. I am not from California, but I do love the community in which I live. Joy's not from here either, but there's a lot to like. And one of the things I like is they take big swings out here. People take big swings. So USC announced yesterday they got a commitment from the best college football receiver, Jordan Addison. That goes along with stealing the best coach in college football offensively in Lincoln Riley. And they also stole the best quarterback from Oklahoma, Caleb Williams. Three best transfers so far in the transfer portal have been Lincoln Riley, Jordan Addison, and Caleb Williams, and USC got all three. I always roll my eyes at college fans. Occasionally, a great program like Kentucky, a great program like Arizona will be down. They'll make a bad hire. You see it in college football all the time, a great program. Notre Dame was down for years. Alabama was a mess. Florida was a toilet for a while. And once they get the right coach, they always rebound quickly. Let me give you four examples. Oklahoma with John Blake was a disaster. Bob Stoops got the job. Next year, 7-5. Next year, national champs. Urban Meyer took over for Ron Zook, who ended up at one point working in a bank. Urban Meyer, 9-3 to 13-1, won a national title. Remember what a joke Bama was with Mike Shula? Saban took it over 7-6, then 12-2. Brady Hoke to Jim Harbaugh. We thought Michigan was dead. There were empty seats everywhere. Nobody went to the games. 10-3 overnight. And those four coaches didn't have a transfer portal. They didn't have LA money in the NIL. Folks, if you don't get it, those who don't get it, don't get they don't get it. USC is going to be really good. Now, because the previous head coach not only couldn't recruit at a high level, he couldn't develop. Most of USC's talent, probably about 90%, is on the offensive side. So they're going to be a really lopsided football team this season. They'll only be able to win one way, outscore you. And because of that, they won't be able to compete with Alabama, Georgia, Clemson, Notre Dame's really good. Ohio State's going to be fantastic. They may win the whole thing. They're not there yet. They need another recruiting class. They need another year of the transfer portal. But folks, this is a huge national brand that just got a quarterback and a receiver from Washington, D.C., just like Pete Carroll did. I roll my eyes at myopic college fans, college basketball and football, when you see these great programs. North Carolina for a while. Do you remember that? Post, was it Dean Smith? They just couldn't quite get it right. Yeah, now North Carolina is now back at the very top. The big brands in college, I can make an argument, there's only really one college football brand that's been great in the last 20 years that wasn't 25 years ago, and that was like Oregon because of Phil Knight's money and commitment. That's it. He just bought his way in, and I know Phil, and I love Phil, and he wrote a great memoir and all of it. But the teams that were great in the 50s and 60s and 70s, every time USC gets the right coach, John McKay, he wins national titles, goes to the NFL. John Robinson wins national titles, goes to the NFL. Pete Carroll wins national titles, goes to the NFL. Lincoln Riley, couple of boxes to check, both will happen. Now, will they fill the Coliseum tomorrow? No, because when Pete was here, the NFL wasn't in town. LAFC wasn't in town. The Dodgers weren't the best baseball team. The Clippers were a joke. It's a much more distracted market. There's a lot of mouths to feed in sports. And I imagine with this schedule, which includes Rice and Fresno State, there'll still be empty seats. But those that don't get these big Oklahoma, Michigan, Florida, Bama, USC, folks, in 4 months, USC is a completely different roster. Harbaugh, Stoops, Zook, Saban did it without the transfer portal. Yes, I'm from somewhere beyond California. But when you live here, you see it over and over and over. Great people want to live here. They want to challenge themselves. Like all these 20 and 21-year-old kids deciding, lots of choices, we want to be back at USC. Oh, it's just, that's why I wore yellow today. I feel just the colors flowing. And you know, I'm also rooting for the Texas Longhorns and the Miami Hurricanes. I've told you this before. I have had enough of rural college football powers. Give me the Canes. Give me the Horns. Give me USC. The attendance and ratings have gone into the tank for the last 7 years. We're over small towns dominating. I want the Canes. I want the Trojans. I want the Horns. All you kids out there, consider the big city once in a while. It's a great place to live. All right. Ketino Mobley stopping by. One of Russell Wilson's teammates is joining us. And Nick Saban. We demanded he apologize. He did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
All right, welcome back. So yesterday, one of the lead stories we had in the show, Nick Saban went off the rails a little bit and started ripping everybody, Deion Sanders, and started ripping Jimbo Fisher. And there's when anybody lashes out in life, that's why I don't take anything too personally on Twitter. When people lash out, there's three reasons psychologically why anybody lashes out. Jealousy, envy, and fear. Now, I don't think Saban's jealous or envious of other coaches, but there's some fear here. Texas A&M kicked his butt in recruiting last year. It was the best recruiting class in the history of college football. They got seven of the top 34 players. Texas was also top five. Texas Tech for next year leads the country. Texas is a big boy economy. Alabama is not. Nick is now at a resource disadvantage. That's why he's suddenly chirping about parity, which he doesn't give two you-know-whats about. What he doesn't like is losing dominance. Texas has a lot more money and a lot more resources, and I'm here for it. I miss the Texas Longhorns being great. I've been told forever Texas A&M is going to be great. I'd like to see both. College football's better when Texas is fantastic. Any Texas school. I grew up with the Southwest Conference. Now, they all cheated, but nonetheless, it was fun. I don't think the SEC dominating the sport, I don't think it's you know, going to end the sport. I don't think it's good for it. Ratings, attendance, down into the tubes. People out west don't sit around wanting to watch college football in the South all the time. Texas, we've got a connection to Texas. It's a quick, direct flight. A&M beat Bama last year. Nick knows he's at a oil, energy, money disadvantage. Mario Cristobal is going to cut off some Miami recruiting. Lincoln Riley's already shut the door on some California recruiting. And Texas, good luck stealing the best players from Texas now with Jimbo Fisher, Steve Sarkisian, those facilities, and that oil money. and Nick knows it. He's no dummy. People lash out for three reasons: jealousy and envy, he's neither, and fear, he sees it. He's getting up there in age. These coaches are younger. Jimbo just beat him. They just hammered him in recruiting. Nick now came out yesterday and acknowledged he was a little over the top.
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out. You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that part of it. I really wasn't saying that anybody did anything illegal in using name, image, and likeness. I didn't say that. That was something that was assumed by what I said, which is not really what I meant, nor was it what I said. So there's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system that allows you to do it, and that's the issue that I have.
The same system that allowed Nick to gray shirt kids 10 years ago, which most of the country thought was sleazy, but it was legal too. This is fear talking, and this is what it looks like when people in power. He now doesn't control the players like he used to. They can transfer. He doesn't have the resources. And Alabama, according to a story, wants to pay all their players about $20,000-$25,000 a year. That's cute. Quarterbacks now go for $1 million, the great ones. Defensive linemen have been going for $100,000 for years in the SEC. They just paid them through a church. Nick Saban had never lost to one of his assistants. He lost twice last year. Lane Kiffin, building a power at Ole Miss, Sark at Texas, Jimbo at A&M, and Kirby Smart's got that puppy rolling at Georgia. Nick's getting older, a little less mobile, not as dominant. Players have power, money coming from different places. That is what fear looks like. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Haven't even mentioned LSU.
By the way, now, it's going to take about a year for Brian to get it right. Nobody has talked about LSU. Brian Kelly has won everywhere he's been. Everywhere.
I think he probably prefers it that way right now.
Now, I don't love his viral stuff, but the dude can, Brian can flat out coach. Now, Kirby can coach. Jimbo can coach. Brian can coach. When Pete Carroll dominated SC, the Pac-12 was a tire fire. The top programs were a mess. A lot of Nick's success is Auburn couldn't get it together. Tennessee was a mess. Georgia couldn't get the right coach. Now all these schools, Lane, Kirby, Jimbo, Brian Kelly.
Pretty obvious why he's upset.
Yeah, you're not going undefeated in that conference anymore. And by the way, the most underrated team in the country is going to be Kentucky, because I think they may have the best quarterback in the country. Mark Stoops is probably the most underrated coach east of the Mississippi. Is Kentucky east of the Mississippi? I think so. But I mean, like, Kentucky now is a tough out if you got to go down Lexington and play them. So it's like you can see the walls closing in.
Well, I mean,
that's
what he wanted, right? He wants more parity.
That's all he cares about, is parity, Joy.
Game two of the Western Conference Finals between the Warriors and Mavs is tonight. Golden State handled Dallas pretty easily in game one, but Steve Kerr is expecting things to get a little more heated as the series progresses.
Yes.
It's the most competitive basketball on earth, and these are the best players on earth, and everybody's fighting for something that they really want. So there's a lot of mutual respect. But at some point in the series, and it's always been this way for me as a player or a coach, it's just after a couple games, it just starts to get testy because both sides want it so badly. And it's nothing personal. It's just competition.
Foxbet has the Warriors favored by 6 in game two tonight.
God, that is a lot. Dallas had 25 open three-pointers in that game. They hit 8. If they hit 14, we go in at half.
You could say the same about the Heat last night. Like, if you can't hit your shots and you're going up against a team that is hitting their shots,
it's
then
over.
The gap widens very quickly.
And you know what happens, Joey, and this happened to Dallas. When you get down by like 9 and they're hitting threes, you start taking some bad threes.
Because you have to try and stay in it.
So the gap, you either get back into a game or it's an avalanche. Like Miami last night is just, we got to shoot threes. You're missing. Boston's hitting. You go from 12 to 20 to 28, like fast.
Yeah, it could be a 20-point swing. And Boston was down.
Yeah.
That's how quickly it can happen. Again, I do think that we react game to game very kind of volatile manner in these long series.
Yeah.
Like, the Warriors were supposed to win that game. Obviously, yes. We would have liked it to be more competitive. We would have liked the game last night to be more competitive. For that matter, the game one of the Eastern Conference Finals would have liked to have been more competitive.
Yeah.
But that's how it goes sometimes. So we'll see. I do think it will be closer tonight.
Yeah.
But again, the Mavs, to me, it's not about Luka. Luka's going to do what Luka does. It's about everyone else. Are they going to be able to step up and contribute offensively? Because they are a good defensive team, offensively, to stay with the Warriors.
Yeah.
And if someone's having an off night, someone else has to step up. But that's what championship teams do. That's why the Warriors can put up a performance like that or lose to Memphis by 50 and win the series.
Because
they have the confidence to come back from those situations. They've been there before. So Aaron Rodgers isn't attending Packers voluntary workouts.
You know, whatever.
There's a lot of new changes in that receiver room this offseason, but
probably
he is
traveling.
Not there.
Yeah.
Well, quarterback's coach Tom Clements isn't concerned, doesn't think there will be any issue when Rodgers finally does join the team.
Aaron doesn't need reps at this time of the year. So, I mean, it's obviously be nice to have him here, but he's seen these things a thousand times, and he'll be ready to go when training camp starts. He's just, he's at a different stage of his career now where he's taking care of himself working on what he thinks he needs to work on physically.
I'm if they want to believe that, that's like saying, at this point, I don't need to do any prep for my show. I know when I'm ready. If you want to believe that, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Breeze Manning to the last day didn't believe that. Aaron has shifted to the summer and spring of Aaron. That's what's happening. Aaron is, here's a guy last year. We know he doesn't work with young receivers. We know he has trust issues. They got a young receiver last year. He threw him four catches all year. This year he's got Sammy Watkins, three rookie wide receivers.
Yes.
Didn't they just bring somebody else in, Joy?
They have Alan Lazard, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Juwan Winfrey, Amari Rodgers, Malik Taylor,
okay.
And then three rookies, Christian
Watson. He has a relationship with
and Samari Torrey.
Two of those guys he's got a relationship with.
Yeah.
The other guys you're just kind of going to add. Tom Brady was at Jesuit High School in Tampa. During a pandemic, illegally working on relationships with stars. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, like Gronk. These are kids. You just think, he doesn't need any reps. That is the biggest bunch of bull. And the fact that Green Bay buys into it tells you Aaron still controls the operation.
I don't know if Green Bay does buy into it, but I don't think they have a choice.
No, that may be right.
I thought about this because, would I do voluntary stuff for work? Yeah, and I do all the time. And I'm pretty sure you do, too.
Yeah.
There's stuff that we do that we don't necessarily get paid for or have to do or have to be at for work. We have to be here live doing this show every day. But that's what comes with the territory of certain jobs and certain positions and certain responsibilities. You don't have to be at voluntary workouts. And to your point, if they had secure relationships and had reps and reps and reps together, and this was a room that hadn't just been completely turned around, I don't even think this would be a story. Who cares? Of course, Aaron Rodgers doesn't need reps right now, but those guys do, and they need it with Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't have to be at voluntary workouts. It's kind of an unspoken thing. If I'm supposed to be there, make it mandatory. But sometimes you have to do things that aren't mandatory if you're trying to be a champion and a winner.
And I also have a resume where Aaron has trust issues with his own family.
And you had the most catastrophic ending to a season
ever
in the league and got a complete pass for it, as the Packers always do, because nobody likes to be critical of the Packers. I know it's a thing, but that was a disaster.
Total.
And if it was any other team, if it was any other team with the season that they had, as loud as Aaron Rodgers were, they'd still be getting roasted on every show every day. But because it's the Packers, it's
they had one offensive touchdown against San Francisco, the opening drive on script. Not another one. Devontae Adams leaves. They lose their right tackle. And Aaron's like, just the messaging of it is, I'm too important to be there.
I just don't think they're a championship team.
Thank you. They're done.
It's not. I'm not outraged by it. You're not somebody I consider capable of winning a Super Bowl, which is fine. Everybody's not going to win a Super Bowl.
Every time Aaron's at a coffee shop, somebody sends me a picture. I got like 30 of them.
Why?
I've seen more of him at coffee shops than I have in the last 6 months in the Packers. Well, last three months.
Why coffee?
He's got a place in California out here.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't make it at home, apparently.
Don't start that. You did that for 2 days. Not even 2 days. You made 1 day.
It is a ripoff.
Outraged at the price of coffee.
It's ripoff.
In coffee shops.
It's brutal. You think it's bad
if
where you live.
You guys missed this rant. I didn't buy it for 1 second. Colin was so outraged at the price of two coffees that he insisted that he was going to make his own coffee in like a mug and bring it to work every day.
But that's tedious. So I eventually went back.
That's a ripoff. That's why they make money, because nobody actually wants to do that. We're halfway through the USFL season, and there's still one undefeated team remaining. The Birmingham Stallions lead the South Division with a 5-0 record and are looking to stay in the win column. They play the Michigan Panthers tomorrow. In the North Division, the New Jersey Generals are at the top. Since losing their opening game to the Stallions, they've rattled off 4 straight wins, so they will have a chance to make it 5 in a row against the Houston Gamblers Sunday on Fox. So here is the full schedule. Tomorrow, Tampa Bay Bandits against the Philadelphia Stars, Michigan Panthers against the Birmingham Stallions, and the Pittsburgh Maulers, who finally got a win, against the New Orleans Breakers, and Houston Gamblers against the New Jersey Generals. So that is your week 6 schedule for the USFL.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
It's funny about all this stuff. I was watching the Celtics last night. The Celtics remind me a lot of Phoenix. And traditionally constructed, big man, couple of good wings, point guard, a Marcus Smart, Chris Paul, not a scorer first, then a good wing scorer, Booker, Jason Tatum. Everybody coachable. Players are committed both ends. Mikal Bridges, going to give you both ends. DeAndre Ayton, both ends. Chris Paul, both ends. Former NBA players or coaches. Drafted and developed roster. Very strong regular season team. No load management here. They play hard every night. The question with Phoenix was, when you face a great player, Steph or Luka, will your guy, Devin Booker, step up? And the feeling was no. And that's what I feel with Boston. When they meet either Steph or Luka in the finals, because I think they're going to win here, will Jason Tatum be able to match him? And because when I look at Boston, I really see a lot of Phoenix. It's a traditionally drafted and developed team. That's the way it was before all this mobility stuff. You draft and develop. You're patient 3 and 4 years. You may go and get a Chris Paul. You go and get like an Al Horford. You know, you get a veteran presence, a guy who can hit a shot. That's kind of what they are. Coachable, two-way players, played hard every night. We're the number one two teams in the NBA this year, Boston and Phoenix, in blowout wins. They're committed. The chemistry's great. They know what they are. It's been years they're playing together. And the only question is, when you meet that great player, does your guy rise to it? And Devin Booker felt like didn't quite game 7. And Tatum did with Giannis. Will he do it with Steph if they get past Jimmy Butler? But it's team basketball. It's old school basketball. You know, you think all the time, I like all the new stuff. But I've said this about the NBA. There are times when you watch these playoffs, it's basically who hits their three-pointers. It's not very nuanced. I see people on the internet trying to do analysis all the time. Dallas missed their threes, Golden State hit them. That's the game. Last night, Boston hit them, Miami missed them. You can talk about screens and pick and rolls and who hits their threes, who doesn't, wins 90% of the games in the NBA now. So I do like players that are, you know, kind of committed on both ends of the floor. I do like the traditional construct, the big, the wings, the non-scoring point guard. I like it. It's old school. It's 70s to 80s basketball. But they don't, you know, this series, Dallas isn't as good as Golden State, and Miami's not as good as Boston. Their way out is the three-pointer. I think Boston can win it without being great from three. I think Golden State, the way they slash and cut, can win it without being great from three. That's the only way Dallas is going to do it. That's the only way Miami's going to do it. They got to hit shots. A lot of them. A lot of threes in bunches.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. and let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Think about your happy place. Maybe it's your sofa on game day, your fishing boat, wherever your happy place is. Driveway.com lets you buy or sell a car from there, new or used. Driveway.com. There was something funny happened yesterday. J.J. Redick had called out, like, basketball players, like in the 50s, 60s. And he said, you know, these guys are, you know, Bob Cousy's playing against firemen and plumbers. Bob Cousy's 93 and still very sharp. Bob Cousy fired back at J.J. Redick and said, was Wilt a fireman? He was a great fireman, Bill Russell, Elgin Baylor. I will say this to Bob Cousy. If you go back to YouTube and you look at Bob Cousy video, he does a lot of stuff with his right hand. And so a lot of current players look at that and go, God, give me a break. Everything's with his right hand. I covered J.R. Ryder, Isaiah Ryder. He had no left hand. Isaiah just didn't want to work at it. Super talented guy, very enigmatic. He was literally a right-handed player. So if you look at the Bob Cousy video, it's pretty clever. He's a very nimble, clever passer. Now, you know, again, a lot of that stuff looks corny now, but this is in the 50s and 60s. Nobody was doing that. Maybe the Globetrotters. I mean, nobody was passing like that. So it's very, very difficult to compare eras. It's almost impossible. Now, we know Michael Jordan 100 years from now, and LeBron James will still be great. In track and field, as you know, Joy, you ran, you know that stuff. In track and field, there are, we can say the 60s doesn't compare to the 90s, but you do get to a point in track and field over the last 30 years where people aren't breaking records constantly. They're, the human body can do,
Well, yeah, but that's also a very quantifiable sport.
That's right.
You are this fast or you are not this fast.
That's
you
right.
jumped this high or you did not jump that high. You can't compare eras in team sports. It's almost impossible. The greatest of the greats are always going to stand out. Kareem, Michael, LeBron. They're going to stand out because they stood out for decades when they were playing.
Now, we know Bob Cousy could not play in the NBA today. Bob Cousy probably would be a small college basketball player.
But the sport also wasn't what it is now then. So it's like things are allowed to evolve. You can
right.
be great in the space that you were.
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, I've watched the Bob Cousy videos 100 times. He was always
a great passer. Actually.
Oh, no. I mean, he was always the easy guy to pick on because he only dribbled with one hand. But there's been, in my years watching the NBA, there's been some one-handed guys here. Clyde Drexler, to me, never really developed a great left hand. J.R. Ryder, Isaiah Ryder, didn't develop a great right hand. They were one-handed players. But I want to play the Cousy bite. So Cousy fired back at J.J. Redick. It is funny. I give Bob Cousy credit. He's a great 93-year-old trash talker. Here it is. Do we have
but
it?
But I will defend the firemen and the plumbers that he referenced. How about Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, a guy named Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West wasn't too shabby. We must have had the best firemen and plumbers on the planet at the time.
That is fantastic.
So good.
It is. And by the way, I credit J.J. Redick because for years and years, when I used to work at the other place, I'm not sure what happened to that company, but I worked at the other place, and I had a conversation once with Harold Reynolds. He was a great man. I grew up in Pacific Northwest, so he was one of the best Mariners ever, so I was a huge Harold Reynolds fan. And then I worked with him, and I really liked Harold. And we were talking about this one time, and Rob Dibble, who I work with, and I don't know what happened to Rob, but Rob was a great baseball player, and Rob was as big. Rob Dibble, as a pitcher, was significantly bigger, stronger than Babe Ruth. But Dibble and Harold Reynolds had both told me privately, you could never bang on Babe Ruth in baseball because the sport just romanticizes its history. But Rob Dibble was a much better pitcher than Babe Ruth would be if they, bigger, stronger. And Harold Reynolds was a much better baseball player. But you can't say it because baseball just worships and romanticizes Ted Williams and Babe Ruth. But the truth is very few players from the 60s, 70s could sniff college sports today. And Cousy's probably one of those. Russell could play today. Wilt could play today. Jerry West could play today. Most can't. Catino Mobley is now joining us, 11 years in the NBA. Did you ever look at the old videos, Catino, like Bob Cousy? Did you ever think to yourself, man, I don't know if those guys could play today? At least once did you do that?
Yeah, no, I did a lot. First of all, it's good to see you, my man.
Good to see you.
Both of you guys, it's great to see you. I did a lot. And listen, JJ was right on point. I mean, I you got to respect the older guys, but we got to be realistic.
Yeah, I think that's a fair way. Like I grew up, Catino, I grew up with in the 70s. So I watched, now Dr. J, by the way, I think we would both agree, Dr. J was unbelievable. He would be a great player today. Is that fair?
I think Doc would have been a great player today just for the simple fact he had big hands. He's athletic. He can dribble the ball, and he attacked the rim. He's going downhill kind of like a Giannis kind of thing.
Yeah, I agree. So I do want to talk to you about the Celtic-Miami series. The three-point shot, to me, Catino, is the great equalizer. When I watch Boston, I just think they have better players, better defenders, better shot creators. I don't think it's close. I think the only way for Miami to win is hit a bunch of threes. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. Now, what the thing about Boston, what I love a lot, is the they have a lot of guys that can switch. So you're not really creating, you know, the wrong matchups. So you have Tatum, you have Brown, you have Horford, you have Williams, you have Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. You have a lot of the Williams, you have a lot of those guys where six or seven guys literally are just defensive-minded players.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. And plus, three or four of them can score 20 points. And that's a really hard thing to defend.
Yeah, no, when I look at Boston, I think it's the best defensive team left. And I think Golden State's the best offensive team because, Coutinho, the way the Warriors cut and screen and move without the ball, they don't even look like the other three teams left. Just the way Steph kind of ignites and engineers the ball movement, I think Dallas has to shoot their way to wins. I don't see it. Do you?
Yeah, Dallas for me, the playoffs is all about matchups. So when Dallas played Phoenix, you can see, you know, Chris Paul's smaller, and throughout his career, they would always put a bigger guard on Chris Paul to make him take tougher shots. And then what Dallas did was, you know what? I'm going to have Luka beat you up on the defensive end, and on the offensive end, you're going to exert a lot of energy as well. So, you know, I think you can't do that with Golden State because Golden State has playmakers. Four of the five guys that's on the floor are playmakers, and you have two of the best shooters ever.
Yeah.
So you're going to move a lot of those Dallas defenders around, which can make you know, tire you out.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You played with Barkley and Pippen and Hakeem. You retired in 2008 with, I think, a heart condition. And mm-hmm. But I don't know if you played against Bird ever. I don't know if you saw an old – you didn't. No. I don't know. When did Larry Bird retire? I did 1990. No.
Okay. Yeah, early 90s.
Okay. And when did you come into the league?
98.
Okay, so forget it. When they say Luka's Bird, when they say Luka is Bird, do you see it?
I do see it because Bird was special, but Luka is he's on another level, right? Bird, I think Bird's confidence, Bird's fundamental skills was at another level, and he was 6'10". Luka now is evolved, right? Luka's, you know, dribbling the ball like little guards, 30 feet from the basket, and he has moves like Bird. So, I mean, you know, listen, Larry Bird, you got to think about it. Larry Bird had a lot of really good great players with him when he was with Boston. Takes nothing away from Larry, but, you know, Luka hasn't played with a top 75 player ever yet.
Yeah, you know, my thing about Luka is they got to get another great player on this team. Would you want to play with Luka? Because Larry Bird was at the forward. He wasn't running point. So Larry was a great teammate. He made McHale better. He could play with guards. Is Luka a guy, because he controls the ball so much, that you would want to play with?
I would want to play with him, maybe I know how to play. I mean, you're spotting up and you're picking your poison. You know, Jalen Brunson, I love what he's doing. He's attacking the rim. He's just a little smaller, you know, and it creates a little matchup sometimes when you're in Phoenix. But now when you're Golden State, you have a lot of 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", guys that switching off on you at Jalen Brunson. So, you know, I think, Luka's smart. You know, Luka's smart. He can play off the ball, on the ball. He just needs a little more help.
Yeah. All right, Coutinho, we got to run. Great seeing you. I do think Bill Russell could play today, but he's only 6'9", so I'm going to have to digest that a little bit. It's good seeing you again.
Great to see you guys. Thanks.
It's the Larry Bird Luka things. It's the difference is Luka has the ball in his hands a lot, and not that Larry didn't on the break, but he had guards and Larry could do a lot of different things off ball, on ball. Luka feels like he needs the ball a lot.
Larry retired in 92.
92, and Coutinho came in what, 1996, 99, did he? Listen, at this point, there's a lot of decades. I've been broadcasting for a lot of decades, folks. Sometimes I lose it.
Doesn't it feel like, I think the 90s will forever be 10 years ago to me.
Oh, no, that's why the 90s to me is just a blur, because the NBA was wild, and it's like I even get like the Bad Boys, and the Bad Boys and the Bulls were simultaneous for years, and then Magic, and then it was like a 15 years where.
But also like the early 2000s style of play was very similar to the 90s.
Absolutely.
So
it feels like the NBA, I can draw a distinction the last 8 years. It's all three-pointers.
Yes.
Like last 8 to 9 years, it's the Warriors. The game looks and feels totally different. There's about a 25-year blur there for me. Hour two in L.A. next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.